Alyssa, Alyssa Lerma, Lerma, 12498, Chief Complaint. Today's 320, Chief Complaint, cough, congestion, sore throat, facial pain, headache, nausea, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, pelvic pain, leg pain, arm pain, severe. Patient is a 24-year-old lady who never been vaccinated against COVID, but she had COVID a year ago. She developed above-mentioned symptoms associated with severe fatigue over the past 2 days. She felt like she would not get the COVID again, period. In the paragraph she comes in today, she's COVID positive, and she appears tachycardic but not short of breath, period. She weighs 133 pounds, which lost a few pounds, and that's another part of her review of system. Medications are non-medical problems, negative surgery, hernia surgery, social, last period now. She vapes, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she lives alone, never been pregnant, works at Walmart, would like to go into marine biology, allergy, non-drug allergy, 133, review of system as above, 133 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 106, 128, over 86. Heart positive, supposed to lungs, a clear abdomen, soft mixture, JVD, skin shows, mirage, horn, mixed without an lesion, TMs are red, posterior appearance is red, and inflamed, neurological, non-focal. Assessment number one, COVID is positive. Number two, she's not interested in Paxlovid. Number three, she's not interested in injection. Number four, up for 5 days. Number five, Z-Pak, Medrol, dose pack. Number six, lots of liquid. Number seven, we looked at her leg pain and arm pain to make sure there was no evidence of DVT. None was found. Next number, no PVD was found. Next number, drink a lot of liquid. Next number, Z-Pak, next was Medrol, dose pack. Next was we looked at her heart because of her tachycardia. That appeared stable. Next was she has severe vertigo. For this reason, we looked at her carotid, period. In the paragraph, we looked at her arm because of severe pain and swelling in her muscles. She states no DVT was found. Gallbladders appear normal. Lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. And renal Doppler study were within normal limits. Pelvic exam showed no changes from before. Thank you. Pelvic exam with the ultrasound showed no changes from before. Thank you.